WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air, and it's time again for the Tucker Top 5. Rock critic Ken Tucker has the survey of 5 new songs that have made it onto his chart.
Counting down this top 5, we have Rochford, an English soul singer who is said to have been discovered by last year's breakthrough soul man, Terence Trent D'Arby. Like D'Arby, Rochford displays a stylistic admiration, shall we say, for his role models. His debut album is filled with musical references to James Brown, Marvin Gaye, and Curtis Mayfield, among others. There are also moments on Rochford's first single, which is called Cuddly Toy, when his phrasing reminds me of white rhythm and blues singers such as Boz Scaggs and Delbert McClinton. As all of this suggests, Rochford right now is little more than an accumulation of influences, but Cuddly Toy is an impressive synthesis of them. The author of the next record, Peter Case, used to be the leader of a terrific Los Angeles rock band called the Plimsolls. They went nowhere, so he went solo, and 2 years ago, he put out a collection of original folk songs that was extremely intelligent, earnest, and dull. But many of my colleagues just raved about that record, and have thus encouraged the creation of this new Peter Case album, which is called The Man with the Blue Postmodern Fragmented Neo-Traditionalist Guitar. Those sarcastic references to Wallace Stevens and Picasso do an excellent job of suggesting the album's pretensions. But as self-conscious as his music has become, there are a couple of very good songs here that defy Peter Case's archness. Here's one of them, called Charlie James.
Had a whole lot of money. One day. The very next day I did not have. Looking on down the road, as far as I could see, I thought I saw my old time used to be.
Like Peter Case, Tim Finn used to lead a rock band. His was the New Zealand group called Split Enz, a big success in their homeland and a failure over here. When Split Enz split up, Tim's younger brother Neil Finn formed the group Crowded House, which has had a number of worldwide hits. Now, after a silence of 3 years, Tim Finn has put out a solo album, and instead of making a commercial pop record to compete with his brother, he's written a bunch of chatty, discursive songs whose tunes are clear, but whose messages aren't. Singing in a chalky, conversational voice, Tim Finn isn't going to burn up the record charts with a thoughtful song like Young Mountain, but his music is an articulate pleasure.
Time to sing a travel song for all the days that come and go as we move on. Erotic stomach heat wave burning in my memory. Travel over hills and plains, see the hidden valleys, golden grass aflame. Mother tongue that picks away your secret fear. History will disappear.
Fabulous Thunderbirds have a new record out called Powerful Stuff that's not as powerful as the band seems to think, but it's got one song well worth hearing. Buried at the bottom of an album of standard white blues bluster, after almost an hour of macho prattle about how she's hot and she's always been my woman but never my wife, lead singer Kim Wilson tackles the old soul ballad Raining in My Heart. The phony growl in his voice is suddenly gone, and we finally get to hear what a rough, tough blues man says while he's lying alone in bed.
raining in my heart since we've been apart. I know I was wrong, baby. Please come back home.
The number one song on this top five today is taken from a compact disc maxi single, as it's called. It contains a couple of new Elvis Costello recordings not available on his current release, Spike. One of these songs is You're No Good, a cover of Linda Ronstadt's 1975 number one hit, and that's an especially ripe, ironic choice. Ronstadt recorded Costello's song Allison a decade ago. It was an interpretation of the song that Costello particularly disliked, finding her singing stiff and false, and he said so in interviews. This despite the fact that he was probably getting a substantial amount of his income from the royalties from Ronstadt's recording. So you can listen to this version of Ronstadt's biggest hit as either an act of spite or of conciliatory homage. Either way, it sounds pretty terrific.